Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation, as always. You can find us at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. You can find the whole Twitter motherboard over at Hoopball Tweets. But to get back to that hoop-ball.com website I was telling you about, go over there, check out the premium tab, click launch premium. You can click whichever product you want, wager pass, DFS pass, fantasy pass. It'll then have you sign up. It's that easy. Look at what would fit your needs. We have everything. $12.99 gets you all of it, though. Hoopball 360. You're going to get info from our DFS pros. You're going to get our wager pass, which is 33 cents a day. And then, you know, I just want to shout out one of our own, Mr. Vince at VM Center. And here's the thing. Vince had a night. Vince hit four money line dog parlays within the past week. Last night he hit a dog player bonus. He had the Wizards plus 165 yesterday. He got the sweeperoony, got the brooms out. Bucks for 3 units yesterday, minus 4. Chris Middleton, 20-plus points, and the Bucks win for 2 units. Money line, even money. He is on fire. He's single-handedly carrying the team right now after last night. Time for me to have a nice night. I did not have a good night last night. It wasn't a bad night. My 2-unit win play, or play one. But overall losing night on the record. I think it was like minus 0.3 units or something like that. But the big unit win, you know, the big play, always helps. And kind of got sidetracked there, but still talking about the products of HoopBall, the DFS and the wager pass, fantasy pass. One other thing about it, you get the Discord server acceptance. You get to come be a part of the Discord family. And right now, the college basketball Discord thread is very, very fun. It is popping. We got some guys in there that, you know, are talking betting every second, it seems like. I try to as much as I can. You know, I'm in there a lot. Just the general Discord stuff, you know, the general fantasy news and the push notifications. I learned so much from the push notifications that I don't even have to go to other websites. Like, I get all the latest breaking news, people asking the best questions, our guys giving the best answers. I see it all in my push notifications. You know, this is only my second year of playing fantasy basketball, but I, with the help of HoopBall, you know, I took second in my league last year, which 2020 happened, and there's early shutdown, so who knows what would happen. And then I'm currently in second right now, 5 games out of first place in my main money league. So it's all because of the Brew 150 and helping me draft. And then on top of that, the continued diligence of our fantasy team. So our guys and contributors over there that are just shoveling it out. I want to also talk about Manscaped, manscaped.com. You go over there, use promo code HoopBall20. You're going to get free shipping, 20% off your entire order. That's right. You can use that over there on the Lawnmower 3.0, which just came out earlier in the year, or I guess earlier last year, because, you know, this is 2021 now. But it's waterproof technology, full electric, nice, easy glide, tugless technology. Going to help you smooth up and trim your hedges and, you know, cut down that lawn a little bit. Or a lot of it. And then there's the Weed Whacker. Weed Whacker just came out. 2 motors, lithium battery, full-on power in your hand. Trims, glides, no tug. It's got the anti-tug technology. It's made for more of your nostrils or your ear openings. Excuse me. Got a little whisker tickle. It was tickling my nose. So yes, I need to use the Weed Whacker. Go over there, manscaped.com, use promo code HoopBall20. Manscaped.com. Get your lawn mowed. Better go take care of that. All right. College basketball, of course, because it's me. Vince on Monday, you know, he probably gets pretty centered on NBA. I know he does, because look at his record last night. I center in on college basketball. I also cover the NBA card also. I usually just have less to say about it, less plays. But ultimately, I try to hand out winners still. Quietly, you know, on the year. My numbers for NBA through with the wager pass are not that terrible. Let's see if I can find them real quick. So on NBA this year, 15-12-1 plus 6.4 units. Troy, our in-house leader, is at plus 11 units. So that, and heck, after Vince's night last night, he's probably creeping up there. We're all pushing towards the top. So, all right. HoopBall business aside, let's go ahead and start talking about some games. We got a decent-sized NBA card, decent-sized college basketball card. And without further ado, let's just kind of start rolling. We got some games starting really early comparatively so to recent, you know, start times. And got some really good matchups. Got some weird value spots. Some weird games to break down. Some weird lines, tight lines, flip-flop lines. So, first game, 1 o'clock, University of Southern Alabama, Georgia State, over-unders at 144, even shade to both sides at minus 110. Southern Alabama plus 6.5. It's currently at plus 5.5. They're on the road. They're as a road dog. They opened at 7.5-point dogs against Georgia State at home. So this is another one I didn't understand. 7.5 was just, wow, that's crazy. Southern Alabama's been playing some really good ball lately. They're 11-8 on the year. I think they've got a couple-game win streak going. They're not, you know, gun-shy about going on the road and playing well. They just took care of business in the back-to-back against Coastal Carolina. Then, you know, yeah, so they got a three-game win streak going on. They beat Georgia Southern. Coastal Carolina did sweep them earlier in the year. This Southern Alabama team, like I said, they're starting to play better. This is a good trending time for them. Can't believe how much, you know, there's so many bets and then so much money on them already. You know, this is a lot of movement. I'm glad I got my 6.5. 5.5 is like still good because I think they could possibly even win this game. I'd probably play it down to +5, +4.5 would be my absolute lowest number. +5.5 right now. If I would, I mean, I'm trying to think if this will jump the other way. It's 340 bets right now. It's a 1 o'clock game. It's a standalone game. Yeah, you know, I'm already locked in the middle of those two numbers at +6.5. So Georgia State's defense, you know, they have problems late in game. Sometimes early in game and all game. So Southern Alabama, like I said, they've been playing really efficient lately. They've been playing some good defense. Give me the Jaguars +6.5. Let's see. 3:30. Notre Dame and Duke is playing at 3:30. That is so random. Notre Dame +7. Over under 147.5. Duke's at home. It's at Cameron. +6.5 for Notre Dame is where I'm laying here. Notre Dame's actually been playing well lately. Duke, they got their main guy back, but they're still just playing the way they are this year. And it's very underperforming. It's not normal Mike Krzyzewski coached basketball. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, Jalen Johnson's going to have to do a whole heck of a lot. He's going to get Duke where they need to be. They're coming off that loss against UNC. UNC-Duke rivalry game, you know, they probably spent a ton of energy in. Notre Dame's got some capable pieces. Mike Breen's still coaching there. He's been there about 15 years now, one of the longest tenured head coaches in college basketball. Hell, he might be hitting the 20 mark. But anyways, too many points for the way Duke's playing right now. They are giving no effort on defense. Notre Dame, +6.5 for me. It's gone up to 7, as I told you. So some people buying in on Duke at home, which is fine. Expected. VCU and Dayton. Here's a battle in the Atlantic 10 at 4 p.m. CBS Sports Network. -1.5 for VCU. It opened at -1. Over under 132.5. Even shade. Hasn't moved. This is a complete tight line. This is just a really tight line. Everything, the total, the spread. This is a punt game for me, guys. As good of a basketball matchup as it is, these two teams, you know, either team could win it, either team could lose it, and either team could be the reason why the over hits or the under hit. I mean, it's just completely tight, and there's no value to pull out, in my opinion. VCU, the better overall defensive team, a lot more dynamic on the shot blocking and the steals. But Dayton at home, it's tough to bet against that. So I'm leaving that one alone. That's one of those check-in games for me. Just kind of see what it's doing. So I can kind of see what the teams are looking like, how they're playing, what they're trying to do as far as attacking, how the coach is coaching, how they respond to certain things. It just all helps me determine where I'm going on their next game or seeing who they're playing next and what style. You know, I'll often look and see when a team is playing next and who they're playing next, and then see what their current opponent might be doing against them, just to see, like, when the next number comes out, if I can get a leg up on it based off what I've already seen, that kind of thing. So, five o'clock. Yeah, we got a couple 5 o'clock games, a few of them. Couple of those, couple 5:30s. NC Central, FAMU, Florida A&M. We just talked about this game. It was the first leg of a back-to-back. Now it's the second. It's a pick'em. It's at 135.5. No opinion. This is completely hard basketball to handicap right here. I like taking FAMU on large spreads, but I don't like them to win games very often. So staying away from that. James Madison, Elon, it's another one. It's the second leg of a back-to-back. James Madison swelled overnight. It was -4 when I laid my head on my pillow. It's at -5.5 now early in the morning. I'm recording this about 7:45 in the morning. Central Standard Time, over under 143. It's dropped a half point. I could see the under hitting in this game. Both teams struggle offensively. James Madison's got really great defense. Ultimately, a punt game, though. LaSalle, St. Bonnie's. LaSalle's actually starting to play good lately. They're only 3 games under 500. They were further than that, you know, a lot further than that recently. Over under 137. I think I like the under in this one. LaSalle's got decent defense. That's actually what they rely on. St. Bonnie's, you know, they can be inefficient and not hit shots from time to time. 137. There's been no movement. It's got even shade. -110 on both sides. Talk about another. Actually, these are 5:30 games. Some 5:30 games. Number 11, Bama going on the road against South Carolina. This spread, I don't understand. I'm trying to figure it out. There's been movement. -6.5 right now. It was -7. So people are actually taking South Carolina at home. That terrible South Carolina team. Man. I don't like it. I'm not buying into it. South Carolina is getting 70% of the money. Bama's getting 69%. Ayo. Percent of the bets. Just a weird fishy game. Weird fishy game. As much as I love Bama this year, Bama and Arkansas, I don't like this game. It's weird. Makes me feel weird. Syracuse, 10 wins on the year, quietly. NC State. NC State's hosting. It opened as a pick'em. It's now at -2. Over under 148.5 is up from the 147.5. I'm actually getting down on a slight lean on the under. I've seen both teams be very, very inefficient. Both teams are actually really good defensively. Syracuse with that weird, you know, that 3-2 zone. That seems to give everyone fits, even though Bayheim has been doing it for 35 years now. NC State. They're actually an aggressive defensive club. You know, they'll get up in you, deny you the ball, try to get steals, block shots. They rebound. They rebound pretty well. That's where I'm at. Leaning the under 148. 6 o'clock games. Kent State, Bowling Green State, real quickly. I'm over the 157 mark. I like that. think these offenses are really dynamic. Two of the better teams in all of the MAC. 6 p.m. on that one. Speaking of Arkansas, talked about them. Here they are on the road at Kentucky. And they opened as a 1.5-point favorite. Then it jumped to Arkansas plus 2. No injuries or anything. Just people, you know, back in Kentucky. I think it's a namesake bet here. Namesake play. And then it's down to plus 1 for Arkansas again. They're on the road. Over under 143. Shoot, we almost got a 5-point rule here, guys. Opened at 138.5. It's at 143 right now. Ah, dang. You can keep an eye on that. Arkansas plus 2 is where I'm at. And then, of course, look at there. We got a 5-point rule almost in there. That's exciting. First 5-point rule of the day. I was trying to find one last night, but not enough people were betting. Penn State, Michigan State, we're going to punt that one. That's just an ugly game. I don't know what's going on in Michigan State this year. Penn State's just terrible. So this game will probably get zero viewership for me. It's not one I'm really interested in. There's no prospects I'm truly interested in. I normally do like Tom Izzo coach teams, but, you know, this Michigan State team is pretty atrocious this year. It's just hard to watch. It's bleh. So this is a yuck game. This is what I call it. It's a yuck game. Big Ten, you know, anything can happen. I wouldn't be shocked if Penn State goes on the road and wins. Number 13, Texas. Kansas State. Minus 14.5. Road favorites, the Texas Longhorns are. Over under 134.5. I learned my lesson trying to take Kansas State in large spreads. I think I'm 0-2 on this year in their Big 12 play on taking them on 12-plus point spreads. So backing off, staying away from here. Wouldn't be shocked if Texas blows them out by 25. Texas has so much more talent. Shaka Smart saved his career last year by, you know, COVID-19 happening. And now look at the best team that he's had assembled there in Texas. Probably the best team since, you know, some of the teams Rick Barnes was coaching. So this Texas team is, you know, they're starting to falter a little bit, but I think this could be a bounce right spot. So staying away from this one, not really particularly interested other than seeing a couple of the Texas players, you know, some guys to look out for the big, you know, Big 12 tournament, the March Madness tournament. So Auburn, Vanderbilt, 7:30. It's an SEC school matchup, obviously, because we're in conference play. I don't think I really need to say that. I'm starting to trust Bruce Pearl less and less as a basketball coach here at Auburn. They lost tons of talent last year off that Final Four run team they had. This is just a deflated version of that team, those two teams over the last couple of years. Over under 156.5, it's dropped. Spreads minus 5 for Auburn on the road. Vanderbilt at home. I think Vanderbilt at home gets it done. You know, not even ATS, just, you know, against the spread. I like what I've been seeing out of Vanderbilt and their defense lately. I took them recently when they were playing Florida. I think it was last week, their first game of the week. Took them, I think it was like plus, here, I could find out. It's not that hard to find out. But anyways, they took care of business against, I don't know, hold on. Get my days all mixed up. They did cover against Georgia. That was plus 5. They only lost by 3. They covered against Kentucky. They covered against Mississippi State. Not Tennessee. Tennessee blew them out. Arkansas blew them out. They did cover against Florida. Yeah, I was right, on the 27th. And then they beat South Carolina by 12 in their game on the last day of January. So Vanderbilt, you know, no stranger to covering the spread. And again, I think this is a game they could win outright. Auburn's 10-10 on the year. Defense is suspect. Gave up, I think it was like 80 something points to South Carolina earlier in the year. So, all right, here we go. Speeding up. 8 o'clock games. What we're talking about now. Iowa State, TCU, punt. Both these teams are really weird and down this year. I haven't been getting a ton of exposure on either, so I'm going to keep it that way. St. John's, Butler. This is another game that flopped, and, you know, it's kind of confusing me. St. John's opened as -1.5-point favorites, and Butler on the home court, now they're 2-point favorites. So I think I'm going to go back the other way. This is a big swing, and here's my thinking. St. John's is probably one of the hottest teams in all of college basketball. They are coming off of, how many in a row? They've got, I think it's five straight wins, five straight ATS covers, at least. And they're just playing some phenomenal ball right now. Some really, really good ball. I've got a B rating on the projection of +2, looking like a pro line. People are thinking it's going to be like a -1 point St. John's win, which I'm really, really down on Butler this year. So I am totally okay with this being the case. Getting points with St. John's, I like it. I've talked about this team a few times, talked about how they returned every single starter from last year and their sixth man, their coach, is getting them going, and they're playing well. They just beat Villanova. Like I said, 5 wins in a row. They beat Villanova. They beat Providence. They beat Marquette, DePaul, Utah Valley, UConn. They beat Butler by 12 last time they played. It was a 1.5-point spread. That's what it opened as. Seemed like after Creighton just blew them out by like 30, they opened their eyes a little bit. St. John's +2. I like it. You'll see it come the other way, I guarantee. West Virginia, Texas Tech. We got a top 15 matchup. Number 14, West Virginia going on the road. Texas Tech hosting. 6-point spread. It's gone up from the 5-point opener. I am not going for that. What I'm going for is the over, under. I'm going under 140 at -110. Both of these defenses are very aggressive. They press. They play pretty much three-court press, you know, the majority of their games, majority of their minutes played. Press Virginia. I think Bob Huggins get his guys focus and go on the road. I think they have a size advantage on the inside. Offensive rebounding, blocks, they're going to have to get it done there. I hate the notion that, you know, people think they don't play defense in the Big 12. We hear it all the time in football, but then you look at the final ratings from, or metrics from this year's, you know, defensive numbers per, you know, for conferences, and yeah, you know, just check it out. Same in basketball. We've been having some grind fests lately in the Big 12. Texas Tech, they will grind you down. They're kind of like the Big 12's version of Virginia. I mean, they can score when they need to, but ultimately they're just going to, they're going to keep their thumb on you and be physical and just keep coming at you all game. West Virginia, same thing. They want to take lots of free throw attempts. So look for that to be the case. Under 140, I think 133 is a good number for these teams. So that's where I'm looking. Last game on the night, New Mexico, Colorado State. I'll tell you right now, I'm going under 133. It's a 17.5-point spread. We got a blowout chance. New Mexico offense is very inefficient and terrible. It probably won't even get off the bus. Colorado State's defense becoming one of the best in the Mountain West. Mountain West has a cluster of four teams right now that are just scary. Utah State, Nevada, Colorado State, Boise State. And then just throw San Diego State in there too. You know, they're having a down year, but because of these four other teams. And it's all defense too. Don't get me wrong, these teams will score, but The defenses from these Mountain West schools are just crazy right now. Colorado State, man. New Mexico might struggle to get to 50. Might look at a team total. Let me see what New Mexico's team total's at right now. 58. Under 58's at minus 110. Over 58's at minus 120. They're giving some shade to that. Let's see. I don't know. I haven't tried a college team total in a long time. I hit on the Indiana one, you know, about a month ago for them to go over their total. Let's take a stab at this one. New Mexico under 58. They're a terrible scoring offense. Colorado State's defense right now, real solid. Let's run through some games. Let's see. All right. So they held Wyoming to 59 points. They let Wyoming score 72 in the first meeting of their back-to-back. Then they had a rough set. Well, I mean, they allowed Boise State to score 85, but then in the first game, they only scored 56. They held Boise State to 56. Utah State, man, they've gone through the gamut lately. They held San Jose to 61 and the 57. UNLV scored 80 on them. So it looks like this team total being so low and this bet is solely on the contingency of New Mexico being absolutely terrible. Colorado State, as far as points scored on defense, you know, they're not as good as what I thought they were, points allowed, but the way they play defense, you know, their defense itself is good. I still like it. I think I'm still going to roll. I am rolling with that, yeah. Team total, under 58 for New Mexico. Under the total, 133.5. I'm going to jump over to the NBA now, but before I do, let's talk about mybookie.ag. You go over there, type on your clipboard, mybookie.ag. You go over there, you use promo code HOOPBALL. Type, you know, HOOPBALL. You type that in on the promo code, you're going to get a 50% match on your initial deposit up to $1,000. And then the coolest thing about this is you let them know that we sent you, use that promo code. They then know that we sent you, that we're helping them grow. We're helping their family grow and our family grows. So you get on there, you play you some blackjack, multi-hand blackjack, some slot machines, you place your bets, your futures wagers, you can bet on your props if you want. Player performance bonuses, everything, reverse lines, alternative lines. And then you're going to get customer service out the wazoo. Phenomenal customer service. Take care of all their guests by email, by phone, don't matter to them. They'll reach out to you how you need it to be done. They're quick, they're prompt, they rectify if they need to. I've never had them have to. Nothing but top-notch service from what I've seen. Usually you're supposed to talk about the products and stuff on why you're supposed to, you know, try to get people to sign up and use a promo code on your podcast and whatnot. But and customer service is a product to me, you know. I'm not a business owner, but if I were, I would want customer service to be top-notch. So mybookie.ag, bet, win, get paid. Man, folks, I'm going to mellow and harsh the mood here a little, and I'm sorry. And, you know, this kind of sucks. But just got notification that Marty Schottenheimer, Hall of Fame, you know, legendary coach, has passed away. You know, he's 77 years old. He was battling ALS. So, yeah, that really sucks. I mean, Marty Schottenheimer was one of the first NFL head coaches I remember. I was growing up, young lad. He's coaching, you know, the Chiefs, getting them 12 wins in the season. You know, Trent Green, Willie Rofe, all those Chiefs teams, Will Shields on the line. Priest Holmes, Martin Schottenheimer, man, He's a great coach. So pay our respects and our dues to Marty Schottenheimer there. Talking a lot of basketball today, but, you know, that's just because we don't have football to talk about. So thinking of him and his family at this time. Awkward transition, but let's go ahead and talk some NBA. First game, 6 o'clock, Brooklyn, Detroit. Overnight, this line has just adjusted like crazy. Probably because there's something that we don't know that the beat reporters and the buzz knows. Like I said, this is still early on. So if you're getting up early, you got to listen to this. Get these lines in. -9.5 was the opening number for Brooklyn in this game. They're on the road. It's now at +7. I went to sleep after I put in a +9 for Detroit. And overnight, it just shriveled up. So my thinking is Detroit, you know, they traded Derrick Rose. They're getting some new faces inundated. They're getting some younger talent in there. They're guys that have been there, you know, Jeremy Grant and Plumlee. You know, they've been playing. You know, they've been given some effort. And Brooklyn, man, they're a mess, actually. You know, just because they got James Harden and Kyrie and KD, I mean, they're only 3 games over .500. KD's out again with health and safety protocols. Like, he's going to miss at least 3 games, like a week. Second time this year. Kyrie, you know, you never know when he's going to decide to play. Detroit +9 was easy for me. They played decent enough defense. They can slow the game down. They score the ball. So, yeah, I mean, taking a shot with a road or a home dog here. And I think there's some really good value in +9. You know, it's down to +7, like I said. So, sorry you missed out on the value, but I got no opinion on the total. New York Knicks on the road at Miami, the Heat. Over under 207.5. It's under for me if I'm going to play the total. But what I am playing is the Knicks +7. It opened at 8. It's at 6 now. I took that middle number. Seems like I find that middle number quite often whenever I record these morning shows. This one for me is just all about the health of Miami. They're 9-14 on the year. NBA Finals hangover. Knicks 3 games away from .500. They're actually trying to make a playoff spot, I think. Thibodeau, say what you want about him as a coach and his grind style, grind fest. But the defense is going to be what needs to be happening tonight. Check the Knicks out. They might even get a road win that they need. Weird feeling about that. Pelicans, Rockets, divisional matchup, over under 222.5 right now. It's raised 4 points from the 218 opening mark. And +5.5 for the Rockets. It swelled to +4. Lots of guys out. Probably John Wall. Christian Wood's still out. Eric Gordon, I think, might be back, but he's been in and out recently. Pelicans starting to play some really good ball lately. Their offense, they're turning it on. Their defense has been decent. Brandon Ingram's been lights out lately. Zion been killing it. Lonzo's back and healthy, getting some help from depth pieces. So New Orleans, you know, I don't know if I like a -5.5, but, you know, they look good to win the game tonight. Check that total. If it raises any more, you know, if it goes to 223.5, we got a 5-point roll on the NBA side, so we'll take the under. We'll just roll right back. Golden State, San Antonio. This is just a completely tight line here. Completely tight line. There's been 2 points lost over the totals, so I think people are thinking, and bettors and professionals and everyone alike are thinking this is going to be just a really close game. Spread right now is a 1-point spread. Might as well be a pick 'em. +1.5 is where it was for the Warriors opening line on the road. This is a stay away from me. This is a way too tight line. Way too tight. You can't squeeze anything out of that. That's just way too tight. Philly, Sacramento, Philly -5, over under 231 right now. Even shade -110 to both sides. Philly, Sacramento, two of my least favorite teams to bet on. Sacramento because of Luke Walton and being so weird with their rotations, even though I submitted a play featuring the Kings the other night. That was on a total, the under, and I talked crap about the Kings in it. So I just don't trust Luke Walton as a coach. I love his dad, but he was a mediocre player. Luke, not Bill. Bill was just an unhealthy player. Guy could have been the greatest player ever, I think, if he would have never broke his foot. That's a bold statement. But you look and see how dominant he was. Just go watch some Bill Walton Blazers footage. Go find some of that. And don't forget, at the end of the Celtics dynasty, they brought him in. And I think they got one or two more. They got two more with them, I think, before he ultimately broke his foot again. But, anyways, Bill Walton, greater than Luke Walton. Alligator teeth. Philly, 17-7 on the year. Quietly one of the best teams in the NBA. They just, the ins and the outs, you know, the Embiid might play. It seems like he's playing a lot more and resting a lot less this year. Sacramento, one game over 500, so this could be a kind of a closer game. -5 is kind of right where it needs to be, in my opinion. I like Philadelphia to maybe win this one by 10. That's just a lot light lean. I'm not really actually playing this. I'm just kind of looking at it. And that's kind of how that's going. So on to the next. Orlando, Portland. Portland -6 point favorites at home. Over under 221. It's down from 224.5. I'm guessing Damian Lillard was ruled in, probably. It's my only explanation for why the Trailblazers are 6-point favorites. Something feels weird about this one. All three refs have a winning home ATS record. Maybe that's what they're thinking. I don't trust this. This is really fishy. Fournier's listing out again for Orlando. I mean, they got Cole Anthony and Terrence Ross and Vooch. I'm not sure if Aaron Gordon is still out. I know he's missing some time recently. But still, 6 points for a team that doesn't play defense. Orlando does play defense, and they have a much more dynamic big. Cole Anthony's an exciting guard. He could have some really good minutes tonight. I hope so. I have him in two of my three fantasy leagues. So, I mean, it was 4.5. I don't know why people are buying up on the Blazers. I'm taking Orlando +6. I bet there's some huge key piece of news that I don't know anything about and I'm oblivious to. Vooch is probably out. No, I know he's not. I have him in all my teams, so. Boston, +5.5 on the road at Utah. Over under 220.5. Might look at the under in this one. Boston, I've been hit in this one. Utah is just playing incredible ball right now, at home specifically. They've won 4 in a row. They have covered 3 in a row. They've been in the driver's seat, so to say. We saw this Jazz team go on a crazy run last year, too. They won, it was like 10 games in a row at least. They're 9-1 in their last 10. 9-2 at home on the year. 8-2 ATS in their last 10. 8-3 at home. ATS. Yeah, this is a tough one. Because you got Boston, who's capable. I want to say Marcus Smart's probably going to be out. I think he's on the shelf for a little bit. Utah has been playing some really good defense at home, keeping Dallas to 101 and 104. The Knicks under 100, Golden State at 108. Pelicans 102, Atlanta 92. Maybe look at a Celtics. Man, holy crap. Boston's getting 74% of the bet percentage. Utah's getting 91% of the money. 65% differential. That is just crazy. Got some systems in play. A lot of sharp money on Utah. A lot of big money. Pro System, One Action Network. Again, not an affiliate, just a great tool. They have a 55% winning rate and a 7% ROI, so not big enough ROI for me to use or justify on this system. But it's a road dog coming off an ATS loss. That's the only criteria. I'm not on it. I'm not into that. Boston team total. That's what I was looking at. Try to find that. 108.5. Under's getting some heavy shade. Minus 117 versus minus 107. Yeah, I'm for it. Utah's been playing just crazy lately. Boston's been a little up and down. Lots of health issues, obviously. And speaking of, Jaylen Brown's questionable. Mike Conley's still out, but Jingling Joel, Mr. Jingles, he's been playing really well in his absence. Boom. Worked my way to my 15 picks on this card, y'all. Right here through the podcast. Y'all worked through it with me. You got my thoughts. You heard my thoughts. See kind of what I'm doing. Going to have a game starting at 1 p.m. Excited for that one. College ball. Well, Hoopballers, that's going to do it for today's show. Tons of basketball, like I said. We are looking to bring on some NHL professionals. We got a couple onboarding folks right now that we are looking to get groomed and brought into Hoopball Gaming. But hey, if you handicap or you are severely interested in NHL picks, let us know. Let us know if you want to let people pick your brain, if you want to be on this side of it. Let us know. And then also, hey, follow us again at Twitter, at Hoopball Gaming. Go follow at Dan Bespris, B-E-S-B-R-I-S. Other than Aaron Bruski, he's the head honcho. Runs all the prizes and everything for us. So you'll want to go message him, see if he has any of his prizes left. Let him know I sent you. Say, Devin, your gambling podcast guy, protege thing, told me to tell you that you have prizes for me. That's exactly what you have to say. That's how you have to say it. He'll only give you a prize if you say it like that. So don't forget about those promo codes. save you some money, save you green, get you some matches done on the my bookie side. Please, 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 please leave a 5-star review. Apple Music. You'll find us on there. Follow the podcast on Spotify. I wish they would add reviews. I think it would be cool if you could just review and leave stars on podcasts. Like, obviously, you don't need to do it for the music and whatnot, but podcasts, you know, you should be able to engage through comment and rating with the folks you're listening to. Hit those Apple Podcast reviews up for us. Helps us pop up more on the search engine and up at the top of searches. Stitcher, I don't use. I can't really say. Check us out on YouTube. We upload the audio clips on YouTube also if you just want to have a browser up. Hoop-ball.com. All the podcasts get loaded there. Go check out the forums and chats and all that good stuff. The community over there on hoop-ball.com. It's phenomenal. Our behind-the-scenes guys, our website guys, kicking ass. Shout out at Chris Chow. Hope you're doing well, buddy. I could just boast and talk about all of our hoopball stuff here for the next 30 minutes, but I don't think any of us have that kind of time. I don't. I got to get a bow on this so I can get it out, get it edited. Early start today. Got to go punch the clock too. You know how it goes, y'all. Y'all know how it goes. Again, to my Discord buddies, it's been fun. Let's try to grow that. Get y'all's friends in there. Quit messing around. Get y'all's friends in there. Each of y'all bring a friend. It'll be a bigger community, bigger family. That college basketball site is very active, and we ain't even in March yet. Wait until we get to March. You just wait. March is going to be crazy. I'm really going to just try to hit for 60% in March Madness. Like, I am determined on that. We're going to have a 60% March, hopefully. Not hopefully. We will have a 60% March. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, folks. Hit me up with any questions. You can DM me. Discord, folks, you know what to do. If you are not a premium subscriber, I strongly suggest it. Not because I'm trying to sell you something. We're always trying to sell you something. If anything, selling ourselves to you, selling our information, you know, selling our thoughts. But seriously, it's a cheap investment, 33 cents a day. And you get 7 professional pickers, handicappers. You get crazy winnings like last night that take care of your whole yearly dues. You know, consistency, a good model. Our leaders, Dan and Brew, Aaron Brewski, they get in there, they make picks. It's a family affair. So come roll with us. Join the family. Let's get the reunion nice and big. All right. That's going to do it for me. Let me get on out of here. I'm doing the podcaster's goodbye, where I kind of just keep saying more and more stuff. I keep thinking about stuff for y'all hoopballers out there. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad. So, all right, I'm really getting out of here this time. As always, I'm sending you all of my good vibes, all of my good energies. Make sure to check all that stuff out again. All of it. Do it now. Go follow me on Twitter at DALE007, at Hoopball Gaming. Check it. Check it out. Getting out of here. Goodbye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.